Thousands of protesters marched through Rome carrying a massive symbolic shroud over a block long, on which were written the names of more than 21,000 Palestinian children killed by Israeli bombings. Thousands also gathered at Tokyo's Parliament building, calling for the Japanese Prime Minister's resignation over her support of U.S. and Israeli aggression. In London, over 500 people were arrested at Trafalgar Square after they defied the government's ban on the group Palestine Action by holding placards which read, "I oppose genocide. I support Palestine Action." Here's protester Robert Del Naya, a musician with the band Massive Attack, speaking right before his arrest.
I'm witnessing a farcical authoritarian overreach. You know, we're talking about vandalism. That is not a crime against the, you know, in light of the crimes that are being committed against the Palestinian people and now the Lebanese people and the Iranian people and so on and so forth. So we have to use these moments to protest. Otherwise, this democratic country we live in doesn't really actually stand for anything. The example of this, of the misuse of law, to pretty much dampen the sort of like the spirit of protest in a country which is built on a democracy based on the ability to protest and to have dissent and to argue with the government and disagree with the government. It's what we've always done. That's the foundation of how a democracy works.
It was the first protest since Britain's High Court ruled the government's ban on Palestine Action as, quote, a terrorist organization, unquote, was illegal after some of its members dumped red paint on a British military plane in an anti-war protest in 2025. The group won its case that the ban against it was illegal in February, but the law remains in place while the government appeals. More than 2,200 people have been arrested so far for holding placards in support of Palestine Action. Meanwhile, anti-war protesters led by the Palestinian Jewish Israeli peace group Standing Together came out for the sixth Saturday in a row in Tel Aviv. Thousands gathered and chanted slogans such as "Occupying Lebanon is a disaster" and "Only peace will bring security" as they demanded a permanent ceasefire and an end to the wars in Gaza, Lebanon, Iran, and Syria. Standing Together organizer Alon Lee Green posted this to social media during the demonstration.
"This is just crazy. From week to week, we are growing, and now we are more than 10,000 Israelis demonstrating against the war in Iran, in Lebanon, in Gaza, in the West Bank. We are growing, and we are saying to our government of death, stop the war, stop the killing, stop the destruction. We know there must be another way, a way of agreements, a way of peace, a way of not occupying millions of people, a way of not bombing hundreds of people and killing them in 10 minutes. This does not bring security to anyone. What we're doing in Lebanon, what we're doing in Gaza, what we're doing in Iran is just creating chaos and destruction and killing. And we know that. We're here to expose our government. We're here to demand an end to this forever war."
Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Oakland airport was the scene of a large, noisy car caravan protest objecting to the airport's role in transporting U.S. weapons to Israel. An organizer with the People's Arms Embargo said this while leaning out of her car window.
"Israel bombed Lebanon 100 times in 10 minutes. This could only be possible with the Oakland airport. We've shown up today to the Oakland airport in a massive car caravan because it's in these very streets and in these very buildings that Oakland airport is transporting hundreds of shipments of military cargo to Israel. The Oakland Port Commission is accountable to Oakland residents, not corporations like FedEx who are attempting to profit from Israeli-U.S. warmongering."
Arms embargo organizers are planning a mass meeting next Sunday, April 19th, at 11 a.m. at Oakland's Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California.
For KPFA News, I'm Vanessa Tate.